Hi, everyone. Welcome to Making Hope, a podcast about making hope for the present and future through local and state policy change. I'm your host, Kimberly Dudick, and I'm thrilled to work with you to take action and fight against inequality and work for justice. This season on Making Hope, we're focusing on what we can do to fight for reproductive justice and abortion access. One way we can do this is through our localities. These are our cities and counties. Cities and counties can act to protect abortion access because many times local particular factors can affect whether abortions are safe and accessible. Local officials can prioritize reproductive justice and implement local policies to help, even in states that attempt to ban legal abortions. And for states that are considered pro-choice or where abortion is accessible, local policies provide an opportunity to protect and expand abortion access for others. That's especially important with what we're going to talk about today. This access may prove essential for those from out of state who come to the state solely to seek abortion care services. And now for states that are restricting access to abortions, opportunities for action still exist at the local level in your city and county to protect abortion access or reproductive rights. Cities and counties have different elected officials, and they have different powers than those that are elected at a statewide level. We can work with elected officials locally to create the communities we want to see, those that fully support reproductive rights. On the last episode, we talked about what you can do to work with your local hospitals and have them use legal processes to protect patient confidentiality and reproductive freedom. Check out that last episode if you want to hear more about it. On this episode, we're going to talk about how localities can pass policies that would bar local officials and employees, including law enforcement, from cooperating with out-of-state investigations and prosecutions related to abortion care and reproductive health. With the fall of Roe v. Wade and the federal protection for abortion access, individual states now are permitted to have their own laws regarding what is legal and not legal regarding abortions. Now, these laws target different areas. Some of the laws simply outlaw abortion. Others make it a crime to have or provide abortions. Some states attempt to criminalize a person who obtains an abortion so that this person would be subject to a criminal prosecution and jail or prison time for obtaining a necessary medical procedure. It's ridiculous. States are also attempting to criminalize actions of medical care providers who provide abortion services or actions of those who assist others in obtaining abortions. For example, picture this. If a person crosses from one state that has outlawed abortions into another state that permits them solely in order to then obtain an abortion, some states are attempting to criminalize these actions and criminalize the actions of the person who assisted someone by driving them across state lines to obtain the abortion. Since it's now left to individual states to regulate abortions, different state laws have different regulations. It is a cobweb, and honestly, it's a mess. If someone from a state outlawing legal abortions travels to a state permitting abortions, law enforcement from the state that has outlawed abortions may seek assistance from local law enforcement or local employees in the state where abortion is legal. This assistance would be used to try and gather information about the person who's traveled to the state to obtain an abortion. It may also be information about the provider who provided the abortion or others who assisted the person in obtaining an abortion. This information would then be used by the banned state to criminally prosecute the person obtaining an abortion, the provider providing the abortion, and others who assisted the person to obtain an abortion. No other medical care is treated like this. It's truly a witch hunt against women and those who need abortions. And it's just another way to attempt to control women's bodies or the bodies of those with uteruses who will need an abortion. No other medical care is treated this way. If you don't want your tax dollars to pay the salary for those who will be assisting in the prosecution of abortion actions, or you simply believe that it's fundamentally wrong what these banned states are doing. You can take action with your local government. Localities, so your city or county, or your tribal jurisdiction, can pass policies that would bar local officials and employees from cooperating with out-of-state investigations and prosecutions related to abortion care and reproductive health. In order to make this happen, here's what you need to do. First, find a nice quiet spot, grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine, and sit down and write out what you would like to see changed and with whom. Find out who your city, city council members, and county commissioners are. These are the ones who make your local rules. Find their contact information. Send them an email or make a call to them. Talk about what you want to see them do. In this case, you want them to implement policies that bar local officials and employees, including law enforcement, from cooperating with out-of-state investigations and prosecutions related to abortion care and reproductive health. You can also do more in your personal sphere of influence. Talk to others about your thoughts and build your team to advocate for these changes. Post online about what you'd like to see done. Write into your local paper and share your thoughts there. This is one step you can take to help protect the fundamental right to an abortion. With all the bad news we're seeing taking away this fundamental right, we need to focus on what steps we can take, no matter how small, to fight for our rights. We're not powerless to stop the total rollback of reproductive freedom. It's time for us to act and push for the policies that will protect these rights. Thank you for joining us today. I hope you find this helpful. And stay tuned for the next episode to learn more ways you can help protect reproductive freedom. All individuals have basic human rights, and our laws must respect these rights. When we see reversals and violation of these rights, we're not powerless to stop them. Listen to the episodes we have planned and that we've already recorded for Making Hope, and we'll talk about what we can do to push for local and state policy change to help protect reproductive freedom. If you're frustrated with what you're seeing and you want to know what you can do, think of this podcast as a tool for you to use in the fight for reproductive freedom, abortion access, and gender equity. We'll give you ideas, and you take these ideas and run with them, put them into action. Together, we can lead this fight and make a better future for us and future generations. You have the power. Tune in next time for more ideas and concrete steps that you can take to fight for reproductive justice. Until next time, keep fighting that good fight. Even when it's hard, it is worthwhile, and your actions matter.